Okay, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming out. Obviously, beginning our preparations. We've made a roster move. We're bringing up Omar. So we have a situation with Asa Jackson, who, as you all know, has been suspended for 4 games. So we have the roster spot. We need a defensive back. So Omar will be the guy on that, and he's ready to go. Been practicing all year, and we feel like he'll contribute for us and potentially in this game. From an injury standpoint, there's really not too much to talk about. Jameel McClain will not make it to this game. We're taking a look at the neck back. Nothing major there, but probably not going. He will not make it to this game, and we're going to do some more tests and things like that just to see down the road where he'll be. Nothing to announce on any of the other guys today. We'll know more by the end of the week in terms of how much they're able to practice and stuff like that. I would say they all have a chance to get there. Some have a higher chance than others, but I'm not going to get into those percentages in this, today on Wednesday. Okay.
Feel good about
Ray's
chances to play this week?
Just said I'm not getting any chances or any percentages of that. I really don't know.
What about Peyton Manning? Obviously has a lot of success in this league over time, playing pretty well this year.
Yeah, he really is. He seems like he's getting better too. As the season goes on, you watch him. He looks just like he's always looked. He's doing a good job of building the offense. He and the coaches there are building the Indianapolis style offense into what they're doing. Give Denver a lot of credit. They ran a different offense last year according to the quarterback that they were playing with, and now they've got Peyton and they're running an offense that really fits his skill set. So they've done a great job.
Setting up the offense and scheme for this game, how's it been with Jim over the first, 36 hours, a couple of days of work?
It's been fast-paced. It's been a lot of work. We've really gone to work. It's always a lot of work, but I think probably more so than ever just to kind of set the foundation as a little bit of a new course. Going forward, we're running the same offense. We haven't changed the offense per se, but as far as how we game plan this game, I think we'll have Jim's imprint on it, along with the rest of the coaches and what they did for 48 hours there. So it's going to be fun to see how it practices today and how it looks. I know that we're all excited. I was excited. Everybody's excited about, we talked about it Monday, about just going to work today and getting ready for this game and it's a good thing.
Concerned with communication with 24 seconds on the clock for who's going to hold the card, who's going to make the decisions, how they're going to get implemented without Cam?
With 24 seconds on the clock?
Play clock.
Oh, you're thinking basketball. No, NBA, shot clock. that's always a concern. Sure, that's going to be a new. We have not had a chance to go through that. There's no preseason game, nothing like that to work that out. So it will be something that we'll do in practice to some extent, Nestor. But Sunday we'll see how it works out. I'm very confident that it's going to work out well. These guys have all been through it before. They're all veteran coaches on offense, but it'll be a new dynamic.
Yeah, John, sir.
Jim run this offense to know the language backwards and forwards the way that Cam would know the language?
Well, there's no comparison on that, Jason. There's no value to making a comparison, but I'm quite confident Jim knows the offense inside out. He knows the terminology very well, and it won't just be Jim. It'll be all of our coaches. Jim will be on the headsets with the other offensive coaches. Jim Hostler will be a big part of that, I think, in terms of working the communication. We still haven't decided how we're going to do it yet, whether Jim will be up and Haas will call him to the field, or whether Haas will be up and Jim will call him to the field. So I think we'll work that out the next couple of days.
Are
to see
you
how
going to go through like a mock game?
No, we don't need to practice that. We've got our hands full practicing, just executing our plays. So we don't really have the manpower to put our players out there and run them through a mock game of play calling.
Sometimes coaches do that without players. Like they go off and they spend 2 hours going through situations.
We're not doing that.
John, certainly all games important, but you guys have lost two straight. You're playing another AFC contender. A little more importance to maybe right the ship here and at home.
Well, it's always important to right the ship. You want to bounce back and you want to get back on the winning side of things. That's something that we've tried to do and we need to do. It's always tough. The losses are disappointing, and I know it's tough on the fans and it's tough on the players. It's tough on the coaches. For us, we have to get right back at it on Monday. We have to be back here on Thursday with that behind us, ready to go. So that's what we're in the process of doing. And it's really important that we do that.
John, anything in the last two games defensively at the end, as you guys have watched the tape, you saw that you can pinpoint and say, obviously you need to do this better down the stretch?
A lot of things, and those are the things that we try to make a real emphasis on today in our meeting this morning. But it's playing the defense, basically. It's not trying to do too much. It's trying just do your job, play within your box, And you stay in your coverage, you stay in your rush lane, whatever that is, and execute the defense. That really is what it boils down to. In the most critical situation, when the most is at stake, it's most important to keep it the simplest in terms of executing my job and doing my thing and not trying to make more of it than it is. And sometimes guys try a little too hard, you know, and we've got to try to avoid that.
John, I know the whole next man up thing, but how difficult has it been with the amount of juggling you've had to do on defense? Like, you know, how far you were down in the linebacker, you know, chart on Sunday?
Well, yeah, it's been tough. You know, it's been as many probably injuries as we've ever had on defense here, you know, in the last 5 years. And I'm really proud of the guys. I think the guys have stepped up. We played really well in that game. You know, after we got our feet under us for the first two series and got a feel for the offense, they had 6 points up until 30 seconds left in the game. So we've just got to finish, and we've got confidence in whoever we put out there. We are starting to get a little healthier, so it'll be good to get some of those guys back. But it's like that for every team to some extent.
Playing off that question, and I realize you're not doing percentages here, but how nice would it be to have Suggs and Ray on the same field for the first time this year? Which it hasn't happened.
Yeah. Well, we'll just see. When that happens, we'll be happy about it. We'll be excited about it.
Okay. John, what has this week been like for you personally, changing to offensive coordinator, a friend of yours? What's it been like for you?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot gets made out of that. You know, we've got a lot of great relationships in this building. So, you know, I think too much gets made of that. You know, it's tough for all of us in any situation. I mean, you know, Ed's sitting right over there, he knows. When a player comes in that you have a relationship with and you have to let him go, you know, at the end of the training camp or whatever, or a guy gets hurt and he's never going to be able to play again for you, it's just as tough. You know, so it's a tough business, you know, and we'll all be fine. You know, we're all grown-ups about it, and, you know, it's something you move on from, so we understand how it works.
All right. John, some people would say that this is dancing very close to the edge of chaos.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, anything else? All right, thanks.
Maybe we can get Dan.